time for your weekly Milwaukee Health Briefing. We have two incredible doctors. We have Dr. Matt Durand, Associate Professor, Vice Chair of Research in the Department of Anesthesiology and Associate Director of the Cardiovascular Research Center at Medical College of Wisconsin, and Dr. Allie Hingstrom, a Professor and Chair at Physical Therapy Department at Marquette University. Thanks to both of you for coming. 800,000 people a year get a stroke. It's the leading cause of disabilities. So we'll talk with Dr. Hingstrom first. Many of our listeners know someone who's had a stroke. So in plain language, why is it so hard to gain your muscle strength back? Why is that so challenging after a stroke?
That's a really great question. So after a stroke, the brain's ability to send signals to muscles is disrupted, and blood flow to those muscles can be compromised. This combination leads to weakness and fatigue, making even simple movements difficult.
Matt, you've discovered that blood flow plays a big role in recovery. How does your circulation after a stroke affect someone's ability to move or walk?
So reduced blood flow to exercising muscles means that the muscles don't receive enough oxygen and nutrients during activity. So this can make the muscles fatigue faster and limit endurance, which is why even walking short distances can feel exhausting for people after they've had a stroke. Poor blood flow to exercising muscles can also really limit the effectiveness of rehabilitation exercises, which are designed to strengthen muscles that might be weakened due to the stroke. It's kind of like exercising at the home or exercising at the gym or at your home. You need to be able to work those muscles hard enough for them to get bigger and stronger. And if you don't have enough blood flow going to the muscles during the exercise, they will get tired and sore before they're working hard enough to really receive the benefit that you're trying for.
Dr. Durand, what's the aha moment that you had realizing that blood vessels and not just the brain are part of all of this puzzle with rehab?
Sure. So traditionally, rehab after someone has had a stroke focuses on retraining the brain to perform specific activities like reaching for a cup or walking up a step. The idea that a lack of blood flow to the muscles that are being strengthened or retrained was really novel to the field of stroke rehabilitation. And our research showed that improving vascular health, or how well the blood vessels deliver oxygen to the muscles, can enhance muscle function, which was really a game changer. But in terms of that aha moment, I think it came during one of our first studies probably about 10 years ago. We had an older woman participate in one of our studies who had a stroke many years ago. And during our study, she was performing exercise with her affected leg, and we saw that virtually there was no change in blood flow to the exercising muscles. So for comparison, in a young, healthy individual who performed the same exercises in the lab, we saw about a 300% increase in blood flow to the muscle. So that really confirmed our idea that the blood vessels are not acting the way that they normally should in people after they've had a stroke.
Dr. Hingstrom, for a stroke survivor listening right now, what difference could your research make in their daily life?
Our goal is independence. We want to help people reach their movement potential. If we can help someone walk to the mailbox or shop for groceries without assistance, that's life-changing. Ischemic conditioning, the intervention that we are studying, is possibly one way to make that possible.
And Dr. Durand, you've tested a simple technique called ischemic conditioning that Dr. Hingstrom just talked about that uses a blood pressure cuff. Can you explain what ischemic conditioning is and how something so inexpensive could help stroke survivors regain strength?
Yeah, absolutely. We briefly restrict blood flow to the arm or the leg for 5 minutes using just a standard blood pressure cuff. We then release it for 5 minutes and we repeat that process 5 times. So the whole process itself takes about 45 minutes. This then triggers the body to improve circulation and oxygen delivery to the muscles in that limb. It's a safe, low-cost intervention. Pretty much anyone can do it. It's not particularly painful or anything like that, and it's surprisingly effective. In terms of how exactly this works in our body, that is something we're still trying to figure out. Honestly, the response is really complex. But one of the first studies we did showed that not only did ischemic conditioning improve blood flow to the exercising leg, but it actually had effects on the nerves that were affected by the stroke. And we know this because in our experiments where people performed the ischemic conditioning, immediately afterwards, they were actually able to activate more of the muscles in their affected leg, which helped them increase strength during the exercise tasks.
Dr. Hingstrom, beyond stroke, could this approach help people with other conditions like multiple sclerosis or spinal cord injury?
Yes, we believe so. Any condition where strength, blood flow, and muscle fatigue are issues could possibly benefit. We're working on developing future studies in other clinical populations.
So, Dr. Durand, we hear a lot about exercise being good for recovery, but stroke survivors, they often struggle to get their heart rate up during exercise. It's very interesting. How does your research tackle that problem?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this is important because the latest studies in the stroke rehab field show that high-intensity exercise actually gives the most benefit for recovery, but it's very challenging to get stroke survivors into that high-intensity exercise zone. Why that is, we are not exactly sure, but we think it is because the muscles are not being fully activated or receiving enough blood flow to allow them to perform high-intensity exercise. And our studies are showing that ischemic conditioning can actually prime the muscles and the cardiovascular system, making exercise more efficient without requiring that high-intensity effort right away that can be so tiring.
Dr. Durand, you're co-directing three large NIH-funded projects together. What's the advantage of combining expertise from the Medical College of Wisconsin and Marquette University?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our collaboration brings together the scientific fields of neuroscience, cardiovascular physiology, exercise physiology, and rehabilitation science. And this collaboration really lets us tackle stroke recovery from multiple angles, which is what is required because it's really complex. In terms of our institutions, I know Dr. Raymond comes on the show every week and talks about all the amazing research being done at MCW. The type of work we do, we have amazing resources and major strengths in cardiovascular research and neuroscience research. We also have a clinical trials office that helps us manage these big projects, and there are, of course, incredible teams of neurologists and physical medicine and rehabilitation physicians at MCW who provide care for people after they've had a stroke. But in terms of the projects that Ali and I are leading, three of the major strengths at Marquette are their facilities and research programs focused on exercise science and rehabilitation science. And Marquette is also one of the leading academic physical therapy programs in the country, and Ali is the leader of that program. So I think I can speak for the both of us here that we learned very early on in our collaboration that combining the major strengths at MCW with those at Marquette really allowed us to have the best of both worlds, which is how we're able to effectively manage and run these large NIH-funded multidisciplinary clinical trials.
And Dr. Hingstrom, looking ahead, what is your ultimate vision? How could this research change the standard of care for stroke rehabs across our country?
We want to make ischemic conditioning a standard part of stroke rehab nationwide, affordable, accessible, and integrated into therapy programs.
Oh, it can be expensive for sure, the rehabs.
Yes.
We have Dr. Matt Durand, Associate Professor, Vice Chair of Research in the Department of Anesthesiology, and Associate Director of Cardiovascular Research Center at the Medical College of Wisconsin, and Dr. Ali Hingstrom, Professor and Chair of Physical Therapy Department at Marquette University. Thank you so much for joining
us.
I appreciate
it. Thank you.